This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. To some Americans, revelations about the National Security Agency and how it monitors phone calls, emails, and the internet might not seem relevant to their lives. The idea being, if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to hide. But agents at the NSA aren't the only ones who could potentially get hold of personal information.
This week, we're going to examine the digital footprints most of us leave from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. Those footprints reveal what we do, what we think, whom we know, and where we go. And as NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, lots of different people could get their hands on that information, from local police to divorce attorneys.
It's 7 a.m. You start revealing your intimate habits to the outside world the moment you wake up.
Time for your checkup.
At least, if you do what a lot of people do, you set an alarm on an app on your smartphone, so you wake up to internet radio.
It is a major crusade of mine, a major cause of mine, and that is to get rid of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, I know you're going to say I'm not a true American, I'm not patriotic.
Maybe you like to wake up to provocative talk shows. This one's Bill Press. Maybe you prefer Bill Bennett. You can listen to hundreds of talk and music shows from internet companies like TuneIn or Pandora.
They know which songs you're listening to, which radio programs you're listening to.
Kevin Bankston is a lawyer with the Center for Democracy and Technology. It's a nonpartisan research and advocacy group here in Washington, D.C. Bankston says, whatever you're listening to,
someone is logging that, whether you like the right-wing commentator or the left-wing commentator, whether it's internet radio or just reading a news story after you've logged into the New York Times. There is a record that you consume that content. And that's not anything we've ever had before in human history, is anything close to a comprehensive look at the media you're consuming.
And now it's 7:05 a.m. You drag yourself out of bed. You turn on the shower. And while the water's getting hot, you check your emails. Aha, there's one from a friend of yours. She writes, thought you might want to check this out since we argued about religion the other day. And she sent you a link to a book at barnesandnoble.com. You click, and instantly, the digital world out there has more information about you. The screen shows the cover of a book called Jihad in the West. The title is in big yellow letters against a photo of a mosque. The book's a scholarly history, but if someone didn't know better, it might raise eyebrows. I ask a software specialist to analyze.
As the result of clicking on this link, Jihad in the West, who all receives information about me looking at this book?
Ashkan Soltani used to investigate software companies for the Federal Trade Commission. Now he's a consultant on online privacy, and he's using special software that reveals something that you normally never see. Companies on the internet commonly allow other companies to, in effect, spy on what you're doing on their websites. The companies tracking you are usually hidden on the web page. But Soltani's software shows the companies as white circles on a black background.
8, 9, 10, 11, something like 15 different companies.
15?
That's right. By looking up this book, Jihad in the West, on Barnes & Noble, 15 other companies know that you've looked this up.
Many companies that track you want to know what interests you so they can target ads specifically to you. Others gather personal information and then sell it to industry research outfits. The software that Soltani's using names the companies that are tracking our computer right now.
We have Google.com. We have Core Metrics, Criteo, Scorecard Research, CMCore.com. And we'd have to look up kind of who these companies are.
So even you haven't heard of some of them.
Yeah. You know, when I first started doing this research, I was aware of, say, 200 to 300. And now they're in the thousands.
It's now 8:15 a.m. Let's say you're going to work and you're creating more digital footprints.
Step back to allow the doors to...
If you take the subway or bus, do you use a registered smart card to pay the fare? The transportation department or its contractors keep computer logs that show when and where you travel. And if you drive, your local police might be taking photos of you and your car and storing it in their computers. Police across the country are using automatic license plate scanners now to help solve crimes.
It simplifies the job a lot more.
That's Detective Muhammad Tabibi in Arlington, Virginia. His car has two cameras that sit on the hood like searchlights. As we cruise down the street, they automatically snap pictures of just about every license plate we pass. whether moving or parked. They can take up to 7,200 per hour. Every time they get a picture, it beeps. The system stores a picture that shows the license plate, the car, the GPS coordinates, the time, and the person getting in or out, if he or she happens to be there. The computer automatically sounds the alarm if the license is in a crime database.
Stolen vehicle.
I've located numerous stolen vehicles, at least 10, with the system.
Police aren't just using license plate scanners to catch criminals. They're accumulating millions of records that show where cars and their owners were spotted across America. Until recently, Mary Ellen Callahan was a top advisor to the Secretary of Homeland Security. She says as cities share this information,
you would have a very detailed snapshot of what my husband and I do in our car, where we travel, what our day is like.
Good morning. How are you? Good.
It's 9 a.m. You arrive at work. The rest of the morning, you surf the internet for your job. Court cases have established that your employer has the right to see everything you do on your work computer, including your personal emails. Finally, it's 1 p.m. You tell your colleagues you're going to lunch, but you're not really going to lunch. You're going to a medical appointment, and you don't want people to know it. But your cell phone leaves a digital trail. The hit TV show Scandal had an episode about it.
Cell phones! Cell phones off! Everybody turn off your cell phones! They can track the signals.
And a German politician named Malte Spitz knows what people can learn from your cell phone.
If someone has these information about you, these persons have a map of your life.
A couple years ago, Spitz sued his phone company in Germany, so they'd give him the computer logs they keep on his cell phone. A computer specialist turned them into an animated map, and now Spitz and I watch his life together. We are following roughly where he went 24 hours a day over 6 months. And suddenly I see your circle, you, zipping along at a pretty fast pace along what looks like a valley past woods. Are you driving?
No, on August 31st, I go by high-speed train to Bavaria. Next day, I went to Munich.
Spitz and phone engineers will tell you that, in general, your phone company cannot track exactly where you are the way they show in the movies. Instead, your company logs which cell phone tower handles each of your calls and texts. So, if you're in a rural area where there aren't many towers, the logs might show where you were only within a few miles. If you're in a city with lots of towers, the log might be able to show which block you were on, even which building. And of course, if you use smartphone apps that know your location.
Head west on K Street Northwest toward 1st Street Northwest.
They keep track of exactly where you've gone by connecting with GPS satellites.
Turn left onto 1st Street Northwest.
It's 2 p.m. Back to the office. You work till 5. But before you go home, you pop into the pharmacy.
I'm here to pick up that prescription.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Brookville Pharmacy in Chevy Chase, Maryland. The owner, Hossein Nejtemai, says his computer stores 7 years' worth of details about your life. But he says they're private.
What you're taking, what condition you are in, what kind of disease you have.
HIV, sexually transmitted diseases.
Anything, the list of your medication.
If my wife came to you and said, what medications is he taking?
I cannot give no information, doesn't matter who comes in.
Except police and even private lawyers can get your medical records with just a subpoena. We'll talk more about that later this week.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Now it's just after 6 p.m. You're home. You're ready for dinner. So you go where else? To the refrigerator.
Now, I know what you're thinking. It's just a fridge. But this isn't any old fridge. This is the LG Smart Fridge.
Or it could be the Smart Refrigerator by Whirlpool or Samsung. Most of the big companies are starting to promote smart appliances this year.
And thanks to its smart shopping feature, you'll be able to actually buy your groceries online directly from the fridge. Now you'll also
Did you catch that? The refrigerator can scan the barcodes on the food you put into it, and then it can order your groceries online when you need more. Now maybe you're shaking your head and thinking, who needs a smart refrigerator? Or if you get one, do you care if some computer across the internet keeps track of your food?
Yeah, what's the big deal if somebody knows that I have a refrigerator and by
milk and eggs.
Rebecca Harold is a privacy specialist. She's part of an international committee set up by the U.S. Commerce Department to study smart energy systems. She says, your milk and eggs might seem trivial, but think about it. Every smart appliance, from the air conditioner to the thermostat, will reveal clues about your family. The smart fridge, too.
If you wanted to know before what type of food people were eating and how many people were in a particular location or apartment, you would have physically had to put some sort of surveillance. And this type of information can give insights into people's lives that you just haven't been able to get before.
Now it's 9 p.m. You've finished dinner and you've loaded your smart dishwasher. You plop in front of the TV to watch Netflix.
You can't hurt me.
Take your heels off.
And of course, companies like Netflix track what you watch and when.
Hey, excuse me, guys. Could I ask you something?
Here on the streets in Washington, D.C., most people I talk to aren't concerned.
When you think about all the information about you that's out there in the digital world...
It doesn't bother me. My name is Brent Thorpe, Washington, D.C. It just doesn't bother me. I have nothing to hide.
The question is not, you know, should you be concerned about the government getting access to where you're traveling on the metro or who you're calling.
David Cole's a professor and a lawyer at Georgetown University.
Or what internet sites you're browsing or how you're using your credit card.
He teaches constitutional law and national security.
The question is, should we be concerned when the government has access to all of that information and can put it together to create a picture of your private activities, your thoughts and desires, your interests and disinterests that is more intimate than almost anybody other than maybe your spouse is likely to be aware of.
And forget about government snooping for the moment. Tomorrow, we'll learn more about companies that track the digital footprints of your life. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Our story was co-reported by G.W. Schultz of the Center for Investigative Reporting and researched by Emma Anderson. Now, you can learn more about the digital world and privacy at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.